In the epistle today, St. John writes, I saw a great multitude which no man could number, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I think the only possible drawback to our charming Christ the King, All Saints procession and party is a possible lingering impression, seeing the children in costumes, that sanctity, like religion itself, that's for little innocent children. And somehow, as we said on Sunday, it's a matter of dressing up in some exotic way from long ago for an hour or two from time to time. You would be wrong. It is for children, of course, the kingdom of heaven, but no, it is not a matter for make-believe. The saints really are clothed with Christ. That's what St. John says when he talks about the white robes. Their robes washed white, he says, in the blood of the Lamb of God. But far from being exotic characters from a play, say, from long ago, they are Jesus Christ enfleshed, incarnate, in their own time and in their own place, wearing their own normal costume or dress, following their own customs. Even the habits of many nuns, you know, started out as just peasant dress or some sort of a regional costume that was customary for the women of that day and time. St. Teresa wore a heavy brown wool habit, for example, which must have been a penance in those hot, humid summer days of her Normandy. Her habit was usually old and patched. The sisters, being nuns, hated to waste things, but being women, most of them would complain if they got an old habit to wear, but St. Teresa never complained, and so they always gave her the old patched ones. And the sisters in the kitchen did the same thing. It was almost a joke among them. If there was some dish that had gotten burned, or in the era before refrigerators had already started to spoil, they would smile and say, well, that's good enough for Sister Teresa, because they knew that she would never complain. The only exception to the policy of just wearing the same and eating the same as everyone else was that at some point the open sandals that the nuns wore for her were replaced with little sort of booties with fur lining, because some superior took the notion that would be good for her health, and she changed right away. She always obeyed. She never questioned her rule or her superiors. Even when others did, she never spoke out of turn, even with her own sister. And she would scourge herself, according to the rule, 3 times a week, till it hurt, but remember, with a smile, so that Jesus wouldn't get the wrong idea. In a sense, the whole of her little way was a hidden one, hiding, though, in plain sight. She saw how the devil would get into those sisters who in their pride tried to do something a little bit extra, maybe in the way of penance. So she stayed away from that. No, she didn't look for fancy dress for her soul any more than she'd look for fancy prayers in her book. She hid her holiness in the commonplace, the ordinary, undertaking the unpleasant jobs that all of the others were very happy to avoid. If it was ironing by the heat of a stove in the summer, or washing dishes or clothes in cold water in the winter, which left her hands all cracked, you know, with chilblains, blisters. Cold was her greatest suffering, and she never said a word about it, never asking for an extra blanket. She never even sought warmth by rubbing her hands together or hiding them under her habit, any more than she would draw attention to herself in the summer by wiping the sweat from her brow or sort of dragging herself along when she was very tired. Or with the cure of ours at the very end to brush away the flies from her deathbed. Like him, she said, "Oh, leave me my flies. They're the last little penance I can do." Now, because, as I say, she was a woman, she never managed completely to control her tears, but she did know how to smile through them and even to joke. She seemed to be cheerfulest of all of the nuns in the house, and she was an awful lot of fun during the recreation times. And this was when she was going through on the inside the darkest days of her soul. And all that she did, these little things, for love of God, for love of God, to please him, and she required nothing back, not answers to prayers, not little favors. "Jesus is sleeping," she would say, "let him sleep." She did it all because she loved him, all for Jesus, nothing for Teresa. What about for you, this All Saints Day? Ah, you still need to be converted, don't you? You still need to become as little children. "But I'm not a child," you'll say. "I'm an adult doing my best in a grown-up real world." Yeah. You see, that's self-sufficiency. And that, my friend, will have to go. Don't worry. Teresa will help you. She broke her own complacency, her own self-sufficiency, and God broke the rest, soul and spirit and health and body, so that he could reset her. Why? Because he wanted to set her on a great high throne one day in heaven. How? Saint Teresa got reset because she's, you might say, the end of October saint for us each year. She is the saint of the most original costume, the most hidden and convincing disguise, heroic virtue dressed down like the commonplace, the extraordinary masquerading as just ordinary. "Nothing to see here, folks. Move on," the policeman seems to say about Teresa's life. But everything here is all for God. But there's something for you, too. St. Teresa overheard, before she died, two of the nuns discussing. See, there was a custom that when a nun died, the superior would send a little notice with a brief biography about the dead sister to all the other convents of the order. And one nun was rather indiscreetly saying to the other, "Well, I don't know what she'd ever be able to write about Sister Teresa. She didn't do anything at all." But when the time came, the Holy Ghost did the talking about Sister Teresa. How very proud he was of her. He removed the mask from her, you see. She who had lived under the veil of the commonplace for all of her 24 years. It's a kind of a veil or mask, a costume, that reveals more than it conceals. Here and now, in the ordinary. Today, our All Saints pageant continues. Future saint, your costume awaits you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.